from Southend Voluntary. Well, she's a voluntary driver. Morning, May.
Morning.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, I voluntary drive for patients that need hospital appointments.
Right.
Disabled and elderly people, and I'm wondering if this is going to affect us. And I must agree that certainly when that taxi driver came on and said about this hire and fire for reward, obviously we get paid so much per mile,
yeah,
for our petrol expenses.
Yeah.
And I must agree, you have to tell your insurance company that you are doing this voluntary job. And when I was ringing round last year for quotes, some said, oh yeah, no, that's fine, that's voluntary, that's not a thing of me, and others quoted an awful lot, and I'm wondering if they did what that gentleman was saying. But you know, are they talking about a licence? Well, you know, will it affect so many people? It's ridiculous.
It does seem to have a lot of knock-on effects, doesn't it?
It does
seem to have. I'm just trying to rack my brain as to who we can get on to try and sort this out. I mean, it needs to be somebody of ministerial level, doesn't it?
Yeah. Who knows what this is all about?
May, thank you very much indeed. I'd love to hear from you if you're affected by this. Can I summarise it very, very quickly for anybody who's just joined us? Right, this all arose because PAs, personal assistants for people with disabilities, help them get to work, do the work, and so on. That's what they're there for, to help them with everyday life so that they can continue to be productive members of society. They are paid to do this. They have received notice that if this person is driving them to work and from work, they have to have a special licence. Or, to take those people to and from work, they have to use a taxi. This is going to add to the cost of it. And they're all very confused at the moment as to what will and won't apply. So that's what we're talking about, this sort of apparent confusion. The Department of Work and Pensions is saying one thing. The Department of Transport is saying something different. Hence the confusion. And we need to get this sorted. Are you in this position? Love to hear from you.